First and foremost, I want everybody to take a deep breath and relax, okay?
I feel like my eyes sticking to one side of my brain and shit. You know what I mean?
Go to bed, man.
Okay, my name is Taylor Dunn. Y'all keep it going.
You are now listening to the Mac Daddy Seminar, motherfucker.
What's cracking, pimps? What's going on? And welcome to episode 51 of the Mac Daddy Seminar. As always, I'm your host, Taylor Dunn, and as you can see, we're doing things a little different yet again. Okay? Yep. I am recording this in our bedroom because normally the spot where I record, if you're familiar with past episodes, the spot in the garage, our neighbor, whose garage is right next to it, he's in there. I'm not sure what he's doing. Okay? Like, I was a little conflicted on whether or not I should record this while he was doing it just because I thought it would be funny to add to the episode. But I don't know if he's in there jacking off or working out or what. But he's in there at the top of his lungs screaming. I think he's working out. But I don't know. excuse me. Obviously, the elephant in the room is, it's been a while since I've recorded an episode. And that was on purpose. I took a pretty long break from my last episode. You know, it hasn't been a secret to anyone that this has been a very tough year. And, you know, I've been trying to do my best to try and figure out what the next move is as far as entertainment, content, excuse me. I'm going to go ahead and address this real quick. I have a really bad cough, okay? I don't have COVID, all right? I got tested just a couple of days ago. I don't have COVID, so get that out of your head. But I have a terrible cough. My entire family has it, so I'm probably going to cough a lot throughout the episode. I'm not going to go in and edit all of that out. So if I'm blowing your speakers out of your Ford F-150, I apologize. Anyway, like I was saying before, this entire year has really just been like a game of roulette. You don't know what's going to happen next. And pretty much the whole year I banked on, you know, okay, well, once things calm down, I can do stand-up and I'm just going to jump right back into doing stand-up. And, you know, my entire mentality through a lot of this was, you know, I can just write and this is great for my creativity. I can just write and I can work and I can work and I can do this and I can do that. And that really didn't happen. I'm not afraid to admit it. I got pretty depressed, as I think a lot of people did, because you just don't know what's coming next. I got really anxious and I wasn't really feeling creative. Didn't feel like writing, didn't feel like creating a podcast. So I took a lot of breaks this year. So with that being said, I'm going to explain it more as the episode goes along. You know, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know I'm all over the fucking place, okay? But as the episode goes along, I'm going to explain it a little bit more. I'm just gearing everything up for 2021, okay? Like right now, I'm already working with some new equipment. I still got this jank-ass telemarketer thing on because this is the best audio that I can produce right now. But with that being said, I'm really looking at different options as far as putting out content. It's not going to be so stand-up heavy. Of course, stand-up is always going to be something that I want to do, but at the end of the day, I'm going to have to make the jump to doing more stuff digitally. I mean, there are people out here on TikTok who are selling out clubs on the weekends versus people who are better at doing stand-up. They just, you know, they have a big following on social media. So that's going to be a little bit more of my focus. That's the wave. And if you're not on it, you're going to miss it. So, but I'll explain it more as I go on. So long story short, there's going to be some changes coming to the podcast, to, you know, a lot of things that I put out on my socials and things like that here in the next couple of weeks. This is going to be the last episode of 2020. When I say I'm going to be working on things for the upcoming year, I don't want to, you know, get distracted. I really don't think anything groundbreaking is going to happen that I feel like I need to address anytime in the next like 10, 15 days, however long we have until the end of the year. So yeah, I'm not really, that concerned with it. So this is the last episode of the year. I hope you enjoy it. So first and foremost, I recently just got back from a much needed vacation. Okay. I've said it a couple of episodes back. It was about 2 weeks before, the actual trip started. But my last episode, I think I put it out on November 8th. And I was just so excited to get out of California for a little while. Okay? Look, California is a fucking joke. Okay? It's bad. Like, leaving here has literally given me so much perspective on how the rest of the United States is handling this, because I saw it firsthand. Look, Alabama looks like Cancun compared to California right now. That's how open it is. I mean, people are still wearing masks. People are still doing, you know, things safely, but they're treating people like adults. Okay. I've been back in California for a week. They've already had a judge come out and say, hey, all the restaurants are open. So everybody got excited, and all these business owners went out and opened their restaurant, and within 24 hours, they shut it back down. All of this is because they could not find any groundbreaking evidence saying that restaurants being open were in direct relation to the rise in COVID cases. We're still playing around the same type of lockdown that the entire U.S. was in March. Still. Okay? And it's made me damn near hate it here. I loved it up until March. And I've said that probably a billion times. But whatever the fuck is going on right now is got to be more than just, well, we're trying to be safe from COVID. Because if you look at videos from Houston, Texas, those businesses are booming down there. Yeah, they got a rise in COVID cases. But you know what we have now? A vaccine. Yeah. I hate to say it, but, you know, maybe we shouldn't continue to ruin our fucking economy. Because the answer here in California is, well, when there's a cure, well, I thought we had one. What the fuck are we doing? So I've been living in that mindset for the past almost a year now, me and my family. So we said, you know what? For Thanksgiving, we're going to get the fuck out of here for a little while. And that's exactly what we did. We got on a flight, and I'm telling you what, man, I've never been more excited to get on a plane. And I'm in the military. I was more excited to get on a plane and leave California with my family than I was leaving my three last deployments where I spent 7 months away from my family. That's how ready I was to get the fuck out of here for a little while. Okay? We got to Alabama, where we're from, on the 21st, and literally you could feel it as you got off of the plane how much better their acting towards this entire thing. I mean, the airport felt a little bit more relaxed, and we got back late. So when we got home, we pretty much just went to sleep. The next morning, we went to Walmart. It's just, hey, just wear your mask. That's literally all local government is saying. Like, hey, nothing is closed. Continue to run your business. Just please just wear a mask. Now, some people choose not to follow that, which you can't really control. But they still allow people to have that freedom to decide. Okay? I don't have any problem wearing a mask. I'm not against wearing a mask. That's not what I'm saying. But the difference in Alabama and California is, California, you will wear a fucking mask or they will take you to jail. Alabama is, hey, sir, can you put your mask on? No, I don't feel like wearing it. All right. California will take you to jail for not wearing a mask and then let you out of jail because they're worried about the people in jail catching COVID. That's where we're at mentally over here. So, with that being said, we enjoyed the shit out of ourselves for 3 solid weeks. I mean, it was so nice just to see everybody again. I mean, it's been a year since I've been back home, and it was so nice to go just to everybody's house for Thanksgiving. Keep in mind, here in California, they were shutting people's water off and their power for going to Thanksgiving gatherings. Keep that in mind. So, I mean, it was like a blessing. You know, like, I really enjoyed this Thanksgiving. My whole family did. And, you know, just eating all the food, and oh my God, I probably gained 75 pounds. My face is still broken out just because we were so fucking unhealthy for a couple of weeks, and I don't regret any of it. It literally, we treated it like we were on a vacation on a cruise, because, I mean, it was just so freeing. We were like, oh my God, just all of this anxiety and stress and just absolute bullshit just fell off of our shoulders the second we got to Alabama. But, you know, all the stuff through Thanksgiving, I mean, that's pretty much all we did the first week. And I didn't say that much about it because, you know, with it being the holidays and things like that, I know it would be kind of hard for people to come. And the way the show was set up, if I'm going to ask people to come see me do stand-up, I want it to be a show that they truly enjoy. And when it's set up like an open mic, I don't know. So I got the opportunity to get back on stage again, which, you know, I haven't done stand-up in front of a live audience since before the pandemic. The clubs in California are still fucking shut down to this day. And the best you can get away with here is either doing stand-up in a park or you can do it on Zoom shows. And Zoom shows is the only place you can do them without guaranteeing you're going to end up going to jail. So you can get away with it in a park if you don't get caught. But they are taking people to jail and shutting down their show for doing stand-up outside here. So, also shouts out to Arizona Green Tea. So yeah, it's just been retarded. Well, it hasn't been good over here. I shouldn't say that word. Anyways, so I had the opportunity to do stand-up again while I was in Alabama. I went back to my home club, the Stardome in Birmingham, and big shouts out to Tyler Royal and his girlfriend, Carmen, for giving me a ride up there and coming to watch me. But I didn't put it out to a lot of people just because I didn't know how it was going to go, and I was really nervous because it was the first time I've been on stage in almost, you know, like 200 and something days. So, you know, I just, I went up there and, you know, it was like riding a bike, man. I was so nervous, but I saw how nervous everybody else was, and it kind of, you know, made me feel a little bit better. I won't go into too much detail about it because, you know, I'm waiting on a video of it that I'm hoping to put out on my, you know, social medias and stuff. So I won't talk too much about my set. A lot of it was stuff that I've done before. And that's another reason why I didn't ask a lot of people to come, because I don't want you to pay money and get a babysitter and, you know, drive all the way up to Birmingham for my friends that live in Wetumpka or Prattville or any of the surrounding areas. I don't want you to pay money to come see me and all this stuff. And then it's something that you've heard before. You know what I'm saying? So, but I had a great time. For more or less, it was for me. I mean, I didn't even ask my mama to come. It was for me. I wanted to get that feeling back that I've been missing so badly since all of this shit started. And I couldn't have been happier with it the entire time. I mean, seriously, it was like a blessing to go up there. It was a competition. It was called Blessed with the Funny. And they're looking for somebody to go on tour with them. Everything was great. I couldn't have asked for, you know, better booker, better staff working at the club, and everybody that put it together. You know, big shout out to them. And, you know, but I wasn't worried about winning the contest or anything like that. I was just happy to be there. Everybody backstage was like, you know, where'd you come from? And I was like, dude, I'm here from San Diego. They're like, you came all the way to from San Diego to do this? I'm like, no, I'm actually here visiting family for Thanksgiving, but I figured, you know, I might as well try and get on stage because it's so locked down where I live. And they're like, man, I'm telling you what, dog, that's ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, like nobody can do stand-up where I live. Everybody's just either going off somewhere else or they're doing Zoom shows or they're doing this shit in a park. So, but it was a really good time. Be on the lookout for that video whenever it comes out. But, you know, that was one of the big highlights of our vacation there. I mean, I really had a blast. I wish I could tell you guys more about it, but that would kind of ruin, you know, any video that I put out about it. But, you know, be on the lookout for that. But that was, honestly, for me, that was one of the big highlights of our trip, being able to go do stand-up again in the club that I started in. You know, I mean, the last time I was on that stage, I was 18 years old. So it was like coming back full circle. Now I'm a lot more experienced than I was when I was 18, and I could feel it, just like knowing how to read the crowd a little bit better. And, you know, because I didn't know what I was doing when I first started. I don't think anybody does. Excuse me. And it was great, man. Excuse me. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And pretty much, you know, a lot of the rest of the trip, we just did what we couldn't do living here, like going out to eat or going to the bar or going to the mall or, you know, I mean, I can't really explain it to anybody that hasn't lived in such a strict lockdown. But like to the people I work with, they sit and they listen to this shit like it's the gospel. They're like, you did what? Excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all. They listen to it like it's the gospel, you know? Just because, I mean, they're like, what'd you do while you were gone? And I'm like, dude, everything. I had a blast. And then the last week, you know, I pretty much just went around, saw family members. I went to the gun range. We did that while we were there. You know, that was a whole lot of fun. There's a machine gun range up at Lake Martin called Lake Martin Machine Gun, and they got it all up there. Big shout out to them. If you are looking for something fun to do, if you've never shot a fully automatic weapon, I highly recommend it because they got everything up there. I had my wife shooting an MP5. We shot the M4. We shot AK-47s. We shot a 50 cal. I mean, it was awesome. Shot pistols, shot hunting rifle. You know, I mean, we did everything. It was a little pricey, but I won't get into all of that. It really is just all about what you can afford. And, you know, I mean, we haven't done anything all year. So I was like, you know what, bitch, treat yourself. And that's what I did. So the last week we were there, we just really went around and saw a lot of family and, you know, just try to relax, because the big thing in our heads, you know, towards the end of any vacation really, is thinking about going home where you live. And I've never dreaded going home quite like I did this go around, because we knew coming back it was going to suck. And we were right, because as soon as we got here, all right, stay in the house. I mean, it's not like it was whenever all this first started. Like, you can go to the beach and stuff still. But other than that, I mean, fuck, who wants to go to the beach? It's cold outside. Then we had a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of hope. So we're like, this judge came out and he said, hey, the strip club and the casinos are open, but we won't let restaurants open. We won't let churches open. That doesn't make any sense. So here in San Diego County, he said, hey, all these restrictions that the governor is putting on y'all, we're not fucking around with any of that. Open your businesses up. And then less than 24 hours, somebody from the state came in and shut all that shit down. So now we're back at square one. We're just waiting to see who can make an appeal. Or, I mean, the thing about all of this is it doesn't seem like it's ever going to fucking end. And that's what everybody's so upset about, because everybody else is, you know, running their business responsibly. And they're still making money. They're still making ends meet, and they're able to take care of their families. And this isn't, you know, how you feel politically. I don't think anybody is like, yeah, I like being broke. I like having no money. I am one of the lucky ones. Believe me, I know this. I am lucky. I have a job where I don't have to worry about getting fired. But there's a lot of people out here who are really struggling right now. So I know I'm lucky. I'm like complaining from the first world on all of this. And, you know, you just see people are stressed and they're upset, man. I mean, if you watch the news, it's just like the local judge told everyone that they could open their restaurants, and local restaurants are praising this judge's passing of this temporary law. And you see people moving everything back inside and getting everything ready to be able to be open this weekend. And less than 24 hours. Nope. Shut that shit down. So everybody that, you know, that they called and said, hey, you get to come to work tomorrow? No, sorry. You can't. And it has nothing to do with fucking COVID. That's what they'll try and tell you. But it really doesn't. It's just because we have losers elected into government here who have so much power right now, they don't know what to do. So they just stay inside. And we're going to figure this out. You've had fucking 9 months to figure this out. The main thing, look, I know I've brought this up in almost every fucking episode for the past couple of weeks, but I'm really trying to get a point across to people who are concerned more than just the 5 feet around their own house, wherever you live. Okay? We've had 9, almost 10 fucking months to increase the amount of PPE we have, to get more hospital beds, to increase the amount of people we can take into ICUs. I'm just talking about California. And nobody did fucking anything. And now we're going through the second wave that we knew was going to happen. And now it's just, the governor is on the news right now, and he is, I just ordered 5,000 body bags and ordered 40 refrigerated trucks to put dead bodies in. Do you want that to happen? That's how he's acting. The governor of California. That's who we have to look to for guidance. That's our leader here. Instead of, you know, worrying about homeless, the homeless rate is out of fucking control here. I talked to a lot of people back home who were, you know, coming from Alabama, they think, you know, California is like, wow, you know, a lot of people. I'm not trying to boast or anything. I'm just saying a lot, you know, I was like that before I moved out here. And they all talk about, what is L.A. like? What is L.A.? I'm like, well, it was cool, but it's not anymore. I have a family friend told me that for her 21st birthday, she was planning on going to Los Angeles. Asked me, would I recommend her going? And I said, absolutely the fuck not. I would recommend you go to Afghanistan before going to Los Angeles right now. I would recommend you go to Uganda. And you might have a better time. It's ridiculous, man. It's just, and you know, like, the main thing that I wish somebody would get across to these people in the leadership positions here is obviously none of these shutdowns have done anything to make this any better. We have some of the highest numbers of COVID cases in the United States. So all of this lockdown, all of this, no, you can't go do this, you can't do this, you have to wear a mask. What did it do? Because now we have the highest COVID numbers in the U.S. and we also have the highest unemployment rate. Our economy is in the tank, and it's just not good, man. But you know what? Hey, you just got to keep rocking and rolling. I'm going to tell you this much right now. It's to the point to where if it doesn't drastically improve soon, I'm sending my family away from here. I'll send my wife and my daughter back to Alabama while I continue to work, because unfortunately, in my line of work, I can't just up and leave whenever I want to. But it's not worth them sitting here living this type of lifestyle. I told everybody, when I got back here to California, they were like, what was Alabama like? And I looked them dead in their face and I said, it was like being in the United States again. And I got a lot of mixed reactions, but that's what it was like, where they allow you to make decisions for yourself. It's crazy, man, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to be here forever. I have no intentions of living here permanently. And You know, when they tell me I could leave, you know, this is a great place to visit, but I'm not with it anymore, man. There's other places you can go be a comedian. And right now, here is not the place. You can be a comedian in Alabama before you can be a comedian in California. Who would have ever thought? But that's the way it's looking, and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. I hope I'm wrong. And look, I'm really tired of being so morbid. I really wish I had more positive things to say, but this has been our reality for the better part of a year. So I'm not so down in the dumps about it anymore. I'm really just angry. And, you know, it is what it is. So one last thing I want to touch on before the end of this episode is Andrew Schultz is a, you know, I'm a huge fan of his. He's a big inspiration of mine. And he has a special out on Netflix right now called Schultz Saves America. I highly recommend, if you're a fan of comedy, I highly recommend you watch it. Now, it's not a stand-up comedy special. He's not in a theater with thousands of people. He's sitting down just like this. And he's just telling jokes. And it's brilliant. He has so many jokes in this, these little 14 or 15 minute segments. It's unreal. But the big takeaway that I had from it, I'm not going to give any of it away, but the big takeaway that I had from it is things are changing. That's kind of touching back on what I said originally. Like, who knows when I will be able to perform in a comedy club again? Who knows if I'll have the opportunity to perform in a theater for a while, you know? Places like Texas, I feel like you could, or in Alabama, or in Florida, but California just, I just don't really see it, man. But he lives in New York, and he recorded, this is all a culmination of stuff that he did during the summer, where he just made these little 5-minute clips about stuff that was happening throughout the week, and he recorded it, and it was fantastic. And he just did that every single week and gained a huge following, and so much so that Netflix gave him a special using that format. Absolutely unreal. I mean, you definitely, it's different, but you need to watch it because it's fantastic. He completely gives a recap of this entire past year. And I mean, it was awesome. 5 out of 5 stars. I mean, 100%. I loved it. And he's on every podcast, every big podcast right now. I mean, he's like doing a press tour for this thing. And, you know, the guy just knew, he definitely flipped this pandemic on its head. Makes me think, like, damn, I should have really put my nose to the grindstone and worked during all of this. But, hey, you can't do anything about yesterday. You know what I'm saying? You can only look forward. So, you know, hey, with that being said, I'm just looking forward to next year. I'm hoping that things are better. I'm hoping that, you know, as much as this year sucked, every year for the next couple of years I hope it's the roaring 20s, man. I really do. I have high hopes still, you know, as negative as I have been on this episode and previous episodes, I have high hopes. And, you know, I'm going to just keep pushing because what else can you do, you know? But, yeah, I think that pretty much wraps this up, man. I don't got anything really else to talk about. Like I said, just for all of you that support me, I really appreciate it. One thing that I wanted to mention. I found out recently, a couple of weeks ago, actually, I was still in Alabama, but I got selected for the 2020 San Diego Comedy Festival, which I applied for last December. And I submitted for it, and it was supposed to happen in May. Kept getting pushed back. And I just was under the assumption that it wasn't going to happen. Well, they sent everybody an email, and they were like, hey, so we're going to do the entire festival on Zoom. Well, I was like, I don't know. I don't like doing these Zoom shows. But you know, I paid $50 for the submission, so what the hell? So I said, yeah, I'll do it. And I did it Monday night this past week. Didn't make it through the preliminary round. Wasn't upset. You know, just is what it is. And I didn't tell everybody because I didn't know if I was going to make it through the preliminary round. I wanted to see, you know, well, maybe. We'll see what happens. But, you know, if I invited a bunch of people, it was a $7 ticket just to watch. And, you know, luckily I had a couple of people who watched the show. Big shouts out to William and Chelsea Connor. I really appreciate you guys tuning in and watching. You know what? Big shouts out to them because Chelsea Connor always listens to this podcast, and I really appreciate that. So thank you for listening. Also, I think Lane Ship, shouts out to you for watching the show the other night. I really appreciate it. And, you know, shout out to everybody. You know, I could go on and on. I could have researched and did what I could to, you know, have more names that I could call out. But you know what? Without you guys, I wouldn't keep doing this. You know, even if it is just a handful of people that listen or watch, you know, if I'm somehow making you laugh throughout the day, then I've done what I care about doing. That's it. So, you know, yeah. So, you know, just be on the lookout for things over the next year. I'm going to do content on almost anything. I mean, I'm looking at actually getting into TikTok. I'm trying to figure out how TikTok works. I'm looking at improving my podcast equipment and, you know, maybe changing the format of the show a little bit. I'm looking at maybe starting a Twitch stream because, I mean, shit, I play PlayStation in my downtime. I might as well, you know, crack. I mean, I talk shit. So, you know, I mean, they're just, it's unbelievable how much stuff is done digitally now, and I got to get on the ball. So if you're a fan of me or you're a fan of any of the stuff that I put out, be on the lookout for that stuff. 2021, COVID, no COVID, lockdown, no lockdown. Shit is going to be coming out. Okay? But I appreciate you guys listening. And as I say, whenever I make these episodes, I appreciate you guys listening, and I will see you in 2021. Y'all take care.